Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the Live Inspired podcast, Monday Morning Moments with John O'Leary. As you know by now, we record these each week so that you and I can begin these weeks and these days in awe and on fire with a burst of inspiration. And we're going to utilize some beautiful way to get inspired today. You ready for it? We're going to utilize a Swedish, no, not fish, please, people, Swedish proverb. So here it comes. Shared joy is double joy. Shared sorrow is half sorrow. I love that proverb. To ensure the content we share with our Live Inspired community is timely and relevant, I meet with my team monthly to plan future social posts, newsletters, and yes, indeed, the podcast episodes you tune into. As we meet and as we discuss, our goal is always to provide inspirational and engaging content to help you navigate your months one day at a time. These meetings can be fun as we think of stories around the big holidays coming up, special birthdays from history, or celebratory anniversaries that might be on the horizon. And yet, taking time to remember the anniversaries we'd rather erase from our collective consciousness is equally crucial, especially this month. Let me explain. Dates that commemorate past genocides, school shootings, terrorist attacks, and civil rights violence dot nearly every single day on the calendar during the month of April. I want you to sit with that for just a moment. Nearly every single day this month is an anniversary of a significant tragedy that shaped history. So why bother sharing those types of anniversaries when doing so might be painful? Well, here's why. We bother because reliving the brutal assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. with his son, Martin Luther King III, reminds us that even death could not murder a dream for unity, togetherness, and ultimately, forgiveness. We bother because talking candidly with Sue Klebold, she's the mother of Columbine shooter Dylan Klebold, teaches us how an unbearable weight of shame and regret can in time give way to grace and even to healing. We bother because confronting the unimaginable slaughter of almost 800,000 innocent people, including her own family, with Rwandan genocide survivor Jean Celestine Lakin, challenges us to seek peace and shared humanity, even in the darkest of circumstances. And we bother because experiencing the survivor's guilt of Oklahoma City survivor Amy Downs reminds us that hope is a verb we can enact today and every day to radically transform our lives for those who lost the opportunity. These, my friends, are but a few of the tragic anniversaries that will be commemorated this April. And we bother to share these stories of individuals because while it's far easier to ignore painful historic moments or to simply post a hashtag never forget hashtag in our social media feed, the individuals who bear the scars of these events most also have lessons to teach you and me and all of us in living forward with our lives. They remind us of the human capacity for evil. Yes, that's true. But more importantly, of the ability to triumph in the worst of circumstances. They encourage us to not assume an easy life, but to remain defiantly hopeful that a better life, better days remain ahead. And they reveal that although they were rightly bitter after their loss, the only way for them to truly heal after a tragedy, and the only way for you and I to heal after a tragedy, was to embrace the very thing that caused the pain. This month, my friends, let us celebrate in the midst of whatever struggle we may be facing, that our lives remain a gift, that the foundation remains firm, and that the best, yes, indeed, is yet to come. I want to thank you, as I always do, for tuning in to the Live Inspired podcast with John O'Leary. I want to let you know that we'll have these episodes linked in the show notes on the website. It's at johnolearyinspires.com/podcast. So if you'd like to take a deeper dive with any of the four individuals I shared during this conversation, join us online, johnolearyinspires.com/podcast. And I want to remind you that I'm grateful for your time and your attention and your life. And I know that the foundation is firm and the best is yet to come. So for this time, and until next time, my name is John O'Leary. And today is your day. What a gift. Live inspired.